As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me-showdown. Show me your facts, show me the law, and show me the evidence. That's what I've got on my mind this morning. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. We're trying to figure out that revolution, but be a part of it, won't you? It's quite a discovery. Welcome to our Tuesday, April the 27th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day as we try and ferret out those solutions. This seems to be the toughest part of this little nut. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Sometimes we have a little difficulty with the call board, but hopefully it'll be up and running correctly today. Continuing here, you may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. Quite a flurry of emails this last couple of days. Kind of a firestorm of ideas created out of the broadcast that Michael Vail did on the Vantage Point with Barbara Marks Hubbard. We're still covering some of that this morning. And for those with internet access, without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. If you don't have the internet connection, you're out there listening on any of the affiliate stations or micro broadcasters, you want to get in touch with me, send me a letter. I always appreciate getting a letter. It's the old-fashioned way, but it does work. Bend your head over a piece of paper in an envelope, put it all together, put it in the mail. It'll arrive in my post box, and I'll check it and read it. Our listener call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, of course, at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Goldman Sachs Senate hearing today. That's going to be in the news, not so much of our news, but it's in the news. Banking regulation legislation continues to top the congressional calendar. It's going to be there for a while. Lots of discussion going on, not only in the United States, but around the world. Of course, immigration and climate change, we said yesterday's not dead. Lawrence Summers is laying in the background, and that's ready to rear its head on the congressional calendar soon. Of course, there's a big sweep that Barry the Usurper's making into the hinterlands. We might touch on that a little bit, but primarily, we're going to talk about the news sphere again, continue our discussion of Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. It could be, you can say it any manner of different ways. I'm finding different pronunciation guides on the internet, but we're trying to talk about this idea of an evolution revolution. And of course, this is a follow on from the interview with Barbara Marks Hubbard that you can hear on the Vantage Point with Michael Vail last Sunday evening. Very interesting. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go into that market report quickly. For Tuesday, April the 27th, 2010, active trading out of New York City. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we find gold trading down $3.90 an ounce at $1,149.10, slipping again below the 150 level. The silver moves down 18 cents in early trading, and it's basically just a sea of red ink all the way across the board as a result of the bump up in the U.S. dollar index. We'll talk about all that and much more on the other side of this first break. Stay with us. 2 hours of programming to come.
TeamSpeak.com. WCC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned right here on our Tuesday, April the 27th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Let's go back in and close out that market report for this morning. Again, we find gold trading off $3.90. Bloomberg says 5 at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 1,149.10. Yesterday at this time, it was $1,156.30. You can see the dollar or the gold is dropping here. A little bit as the options is going to come into play here. But anyway, it's everybody's trying to save their bacon, if you will. So we'll see this little bit of a pullback here. It's a great opportunity to buy, as they say, in the marketplace. So you might get a hold of our sponsor, Christos, and see what you can do with that. But in the silver market, drops down 18 cents this morning as well at $18.10. Platinum moves down 22 bucks to $1,719 an ounce. Palladium moves down $15 at $549 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, still a relatively narrow band, about $9 trading horizontally on the scale here, but at $1,147.50 or 30 cents for a low and $1,156.80 for a high so far in early trading. But at $1,149.10, your gold is up year to year $242.80 an ounce for a 26.79% return on your investment in Aurum, that precious noble metal. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,152.25. We're trading below that now. The SPDR gold shares, a little bit of interest here. We heard a story, I'll just share it with you, kind of in the middle of the market report. This by Jan Harvey off Reuters, Monday, April the 26th. It would be yesterday. The International Monetary Fund sold 5.6 tons of gold in February under the second phase of its gold sales program, the World Gold Council said on Monday. IMF sales are taking place under the umbrella of the Third Central Bank Gold Agreement, which began in September of 2009. Signatories of the CBGA are largely Eurozone central banks, the largest gold holders of which is Germany. But if we look at this SPDR gold shares this morning, we'll see something rather unusual. They picked up overnight 6.09 tons of gold. Now, how much of this 6.09 ton of gold may have come from the IMF sale is anybody's guess. It would be pure speculation on my part to say that that's where it came from. But along with this 5.6 tons of gold that was out there in the gold sales, the International IMF, International Monetary Fund sale, along with that, another ton of gold came into existence, if you will. But anyway, the SPDR gold shares trades at holding 1,146.22 tons, again moving up 6.09 tons from this time yesterday, trades out on a State Street value at $42.53 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up yesterday, one, at 11,205. Again, there's well over that 11,000, certainly far beyond the $10,000 mark, or 10,000 Dow mark. The NASDAQ off 7 at 2523. The S&P down 5 at 1212. 1,212. The crude oil this morning loses 85 cents a barrel, trades at $83.35 for those 42-gallon barrels. You do the math. That's why it's so high at the pump. But again, recall the story. Just I didn't cover it yesterday. We kind of got, well, we went where I wanted to go, and we're going to go there again today. But there was a story on the web yesterday on Bloomberg about the glut of oil, the glut of crude, where all of the big storage tanks in the Oklahoma area and other places in Texas as well, topped off, brimmed off, and overflowing, so to speak. So there's a glut in the market yet. Crude oil is still very high, $83.35 a barrel. The USDX this morning, of course, driving this entire morning's broadcast from an economic standpoint, moves up 52 basis points, trades at 81.73 on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, and everything in both the metals, the most of the stocks, and all of the Forex are down, perhaps, as a result of that. But, of course, in the Canadian dollar this morning, loses its parity, moves down just a little bit, goes down actually almost a full percentage point, goes down 77 basis points, trades at 99 cents U.S. The Mexican peso losing 49 basis points, still at, on the high side, on the north side of the Rio, it's still at 8 cents U.S. So you can fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. The euro this morning moves down 74 basis points, trades at $1.33 U.S. The British pound losing 79 basis points at $1.54. The Swiss franc down 68 basis points at 93 cents U.S. In the bond market, the two-year bond is yielding 1.01%. The 10-year bonded indebtedness is yielding 3.75%, and the 30 is at 4.61%. And in the mortgages, flat for the first time in quite a while. The 15-year mortgage is at 4.37, precisely where it was a month ago. The 30-year, however, moves up a tad from 5.11% a month ago to 5.15 this morning. That takes care of that part of the news. More in the news quickly. Right now, I guess it's being held in New York or in Washington, D.C., Goldman Sachs to face Levine in a post-crisis reckoning. We're going to hear more and more about this as they position and posture and, things are happening. Rather interesting article, rather lengthy. I'm not going to go into all of it, but April 27th, Bloomberg, Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., Wall Street's most profitable firm, will face off against a U.S. subcommittee today in a pivotal hearing that could have repercussions for the future of the financial financial industry. Carl Levin, a Michigan Democrat who leads the Senate's permanent subcommittees on investigations, released documents that he said showed the company, quote, put its own interest and profits ahead of the interest of its clients, close quote, a conflict he called on Congress to end. Lloyd Blankfein, Goldman Sachs chairman and chief executive officer, will dispute that assertion and argue the firm was merely managing its own risk. That hearing takes place as the Senate debates financial reform legislation that could prevent banks from trading for their own accounts and require them to separate derivatives businesses from regulated depository subsidiaries, which is important because when you move and you blur the lines between investment banking and commercial banking, it opens the door to this very sort of thing. You go back and look at the Glass-Steagall Act and move it all forward from there, and you can see where we were going. There's no doubt that this is an engineered strategy to do exactly what it has done, and many, many, many people are lining their pockets with digital wealth. Here's a little bit more. This market is not free until it's free of self-dealing and until it is free of conflict of interest, Levine, 75, said at a press briefing yesterday. It's not free until it ends the gambling operation that results in gambling debts that the public ends up paying. Of course, it talks more about Fabrice Touré and all the rest of the cast of characters. But down towards the end of this, it starts to go into the campaign contributions and lays all of that out. Talks about John McCain and many others, Edward Kaufman. And then towards the end of this very lengthy article, it starts to get involved in this revolving door. They call it a conveyor belt. But you get involved with this revolving door between Goldman Sachs and our federal government at every level, and it's just kind of an amazement. So there's a great article up on the web for you at Bloomberg. Check it out today. I'm sure you'll be glad that you did take the time to read it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And as a companion piece to that previous Goldman article off of Bloomberg, there's a second here. It's Goldman turns to a new lobbying playbook for the Washington battle. This by Robert Smith, New News. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., which for years saw no need to play a traditional Washington lobbying game, is deploying former lawmakers and crisis specialists as it tries to tamp down the political firestorm threatening its well-honed brand. That's the goodwill of the name Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. The firm's 12-person government affairs office in Washington is aiding what one person involved called a franchise protection strategy in the wake of Securities and Exchange Commission fraud suit against the firm this month. Notice the term franchise protection strategy, a franchise. All right. Advisors include an ex-House Democratic leader, a chief of staff to President Ronald Reagan, President Bill Clinton, SEC chairman, and President Barry the Usurper's first White House counsel. The first test of the campaign comes today as chief executive officer Lloyd. Well, we don't need to go through all that again. Goldman relied on their top-level connections so they wouldn't have to worry about the public relations and the crisis lobbying. That's relatively important in the context of all things considered. Because as we see in all of this, largely because of the considerable funds that is given to campaign committees by Goldman, they don't have to be out front and open, moving around in Washington, lobbying and stumping for their ideas, because they've already got their idea men and their activists in place in government. But they're going to change that tune a little bit, and they're coming out from behind the curtain. Goldman relied again on their top-level connections so they wouldn't have to worry about the public relations and the crisis lobbying. Never let a good crisis go to waste, right? Said Mark Corallo, a former Justice Department spokesman who now provides communication advice to companies. Seemingly, quote, they haven't learned the lesson of politics. In a crisis, it's every man for himself, close quote. Don't ever let a good crisis go to waste. The new Goldman Sachs strategy includes a more open public relations campaign aimed at the public and Congress, as well as a scorched earth attack on the SEC case. So they're definitely, as they say, lawyering up. They're ready to do battle here. They're going to do everything that they can to minimize any advance of this Securities and Exchange Commission civil fraud suit that's been levied against them, and they've got a lot of firepower on their side, people that they have had in government at every single level for years and years and years and years, decades, hired guns, if you will. While Goldman Sachs uses about a dozen outside firms, its most prominent hired guns include former Democratic House leader Richard Gephardt and Kenneth Duberstein, or Stein, depending on which way you hold the glass, a Reagan chief of staff. Gephardt's former chief of staff, Steve Elmendorf, is another one of those banks' primary lobbyists, as are former Democratic Representative Harold Ford Jr. of Tennessee, Richard Roberts, a former SEC commissioner, and chief of staff to Richard Shelby, the top Republican on the U.S. Senate Banking Committee. Some Wall Street observers predicted that even with all the new firepower, Goldman Sachs faces an uphill battle in Washington. Well, there you go. There's a lot to it. But if they're ever tarnished, I don't think they can regain their luster, said Charles Geist, a finance professor at Manhattan College in New York. I wouldn't want to be the next president to appoint a Goldman Sachs person to the Fed or wherever. So there's much at stake here. There's a lot to be said for the personal property known as goodwill, the goodwill of a company, their untarnished, their shiny new building, all of their reputation. Well, the reputation is being challenged here. Here's another reputation that's being challenged just quickly. Barry the Usurper is out and about, and he may find a less than happy welcome. We'll see how the news media spins this, but I've been getting a flood of emails from the Republican State Committee and the Republican National Committee to fire up folks and get them out to these town hall meetings, if you will. Here's the reason why. The news article off of Bloomberg by Roger Runigan. Obama to focus on jobs, rural economy in a two-day Midwest trip. President Barry the Usurper embarks on a two-day campaign-style swing through the rural Midwest today to talk about the U.S. economy and jobs as he turns attention to what will be a top issue in the November midterm elections, with stops in Illinois, Iowa, and Missouri. To highlight his economic policies, the president's trip will include two town hall meetings, stops at Siemens AG wind turbine plant. Put that one on your map. He's stopping off at the German corporation Siemens AG wind turbine plant. I'm sure that he'll provide plenty of wind to turn their turbines over. And a Poet LLC ethanol refinery. You couldn't tick me off more in the morning with those two in the same sentence, wind turbines and ethanol. Anyway, and then he's going to talk with farmers, I'll bet. I'll bet. I've been around this horn once or twice, and I've seen how these talks with farmers go, small business owners and local leaders. You will have been vetted very carefully before you'll ever get a chance to pose a question. You can be certain of that. Just to get in the door, just to get in within vision, just to get in close enough, just to get in to be able to smell the biscuits and gravy, you're going to have to be on a list. We're hanging on, just treading in the water, said Amy Luton, executive director of the Quincy Area Chamber of Commerce in Western Illinois. Don't ever underestimate the influence of the Chamber of Commerce. They are one of the largest lobbies in the United States. The Chambres de Commerce have a long and sordid history coming out of the beginning of French socialism in France, of course. The Chambres de Commerce. Look it up. People want to hear that, quote unquote, he'll create jobs, she said. What do you mean, he'll create jobs? This woman is completely out to lunch. The February unemployment rate was 9.6%, according to the Labor Department. Well, you know, the figures don't lie, but liars figure. The visits are part of what the usurper calls a White House to Main Street tour, and follow similar outings in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Georgia to promote the $862 billion economic stimulus program and health care overhaul designed to cover millions of uninsured Americans and slow-rising health costs. It's like, as Mike Chambers says, the money fairy is coming from Washington to rural America. I attended a canceled city council meeting here in our little town of Exeter last week. And one of the talking points, they didn't have a quorum, so they couldn't hold the meeting. But one of the talking points was whether they would or whether they wouldn't apply for federal funding to repave all 6 miles of our streets. Big deal here, small town America, 6 miles of streets. You'd think we'd be able to find other funding. But even at the most, you know, base level, all across America, people still haven't quite figured it out. That whenever you put your hands out for unearned shekels, that those grants in aid, unearned grants in aid, the shackles of control are inevitably clamped on. So I had the opportunity at least to do a little PR and on the side there to try and bring our mayor up to speed so they understood that you don't want to do that, especially at this time. All three Midwest states on the usurper's itinerary have felt the worst recession since the 1930s. That's not necessarily true. That's not necessarily true. But there's certainly, in fact, I would say that that's not exactly true. Sure, prices are higher, but a lot of the jobs around here, a lot of the plants around here, the Lazy Boy factory, they still are, they're still, you know, building Lazy Boy recliners. You think Americans would give up their Lazy Boy? I think they'd rather give up Twinkies and Ho-Hos before they'd give up their Lazy Boy. Well, we'll be right back.
Radio online worldwide at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from EngineBrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And closing out this little bit here from the Bloomberg article in regards to Barry the Usurper making a Midwest sweep out here. He does say this. He says, the successes in overhauling the health care and jumpstarting the economy were in danger from lobbyists for Wall Street bankers, insurance companies, and special interests threatening to undo his agenda. You know, if it was a situation where he were Pinocchio or Abominocchio, as Brian from Arizona has stated in the past, if he was Pinocchio, Geppetto would have to send out the woodcutters here to lop the cordwood off the end of his growing proboscis. Certainly, you can't expect Wall Street, insurance companies, and special interests to undo his agenda when it is Wall Street, the insurance companies, and special interests that wrote the agenda. Continuing, he says, if you help make sure the first-time voters in 2008 make their voices heard again in November, first-time voters in 2008 that made their voices heard that'll make their voices heard again in November. So we're looking at some very young people, apparently, motivated, activated, very disillusioned people, motivated, activated by the usurper's administration, actually his campaign committee, his campaign staff in 2008. They're counting on their continuing social networking systems to pull them out of the, their bacon out here in the 2010 midterms. He's got a clip up on YouTube. He's doing all of the, let's say he's doing all of the right things from the standpoint of utilizing the internet for its maximum potential. Continuing, the usurper will tell voters he's aware of middle class struggles and the loss of more than 8 million jobs during the recession, even as he points to gains in the stock market and other economic indicators as evidence that his policies are beginning to work. He'll urge patience and offer hope that conditions will continue to improve, Overby said in an email. So apparently they've read his stump speeches. He's going to be out there on the A train, I guess, and giving people the big talk. But there's about 50 million people that live in rural areas all across America. It's a dramatic shift in the last 100 years in demographics, where 90% of the people were urban, or excuse me, were rural in the late last decades of the 1800s. And today we find that we've got about, what is it, 1/6 of our population that lives in the rural areas today. Most of the people have congregated into the cities, and so that's where he finds most of his support. I haven't found very many people around here that support Barry the usurper, so he's got an uphill slog. He will probably have to very carefully screen and pack his rooms. Anyway, this is another article, one last piece of news for this morning, and this is about DuPont. I just bring this out quickly. Again, off Bloomberg by Jack Caskey. DuPont profits doubles on the sales of seeds and electronics. DuPont Company, April 27th, Bloomberg, New News, the third biggest U.S. chemical maker, more than doubled its first quarter profits and raises 2010 earnings forecast as farmers bought more genetically modified seeds and demand for electronics recovered. It goes on and on, talks about that. But keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Because we've heard already about the contamination of the rice crops in America. We've got genetically modified seeds that are producing seed heads, you know, and pollinating through cross-pollination, ruining some of the quality rice that we have. I haven't been able to get in contact with, not because they haven't responded back, but because I haven't initiated it, but I intend to get in contact with Southern Brown Rice Company, a rice company that produces many, many, many varieties of excellent organically raised rice. It's the Southern Brown Rice Company. If you're a rice eater, then I would recommend their basmati. The wild rice is excellent as well. You can buy it relatively inexpensively in 20-pound paper bags and have it delivered to your doorstep UPS, although the shipping can be frightful. But if you want quality rice on your table, that would be one place to go. I don't know yet whether or not they have been able to verify whether their rice is still untainted, but that's the article there. Now let's go back in, and we're going to finish or continue our discussion that was spawned as a result of Michael Vail's success in bringing back to the Oracle airwaves Barbara Marx Hubbard. And on Sunday evening, he interviewed her, did a wonderful job, gave her plenty of space to talk. Barbara Marx Hubbard is an important person. She is but one person, but she is an important and influential person, especially when we look to this idea of futurism, transhumanism, and the new age. But Vicki Davis, working also, I thank her for joining me as we co-hosted the Jimmy X's Radio X on Sunday. Busy day for me on the radio. But Vicki is always a source of lots of information, and she's on this trail now, too, and filling my email box with lots of good stuff. Here's a find that Vicki sent to me. This is Notes from the Peace Room, Barbara Marks Hubbard with Diane M. Cooper. I'm just going to share some of this with you because it'll help to give us a background of some of the things that she is into that weren't said or stated on the broadcast. But here's the beginning from an Alex Burns, noted author, future citizen diplomat and social architect, the great architects, you know, social architect, social engineer, social architect Barbara Marks Hubbard is at the forefront of an emergent post-conventional worldview. Emergent post-conventional. So we've had the Industrial Revolution, then the post-industrial revolution. We had the Technological Revolution. Maybe we're having a post-technological. Well, we're having a post-conventional worldview. A quantum change of epical magnitude comparable to the Renaissance, as some of them call it, Renaissance. The Renaissance is another group she's tied into. And the Enlightenment periods. Again, we're going back to the end of the end of the divine right of kings to rule and the beginning of the age of reason. We've spoken of that yesterday. Hubbard combines persuasive research, a proven track record, and practical grounding. Daughter of the toy tycoon Louis Marx. She graduated from Bryn Mawr College cum laude with a BA in political science. She studied at the École des Sciences Politiques and the prestigious Sorbonne in Paris. And understand that this very same school was where Isidore Auguste Marie Francois Xavier Comte also schooled and taught. École, Science and Politics. The School of Science and Politics in Paris. Yeah, before becoming involved in the 1960s social movement, we talked a little bit about Einhorn and some of the other people, Jerry Rubin, Abby Hoffman, and others in the social movement, other Jews in the social movement at the time that she was. Desiring a more sustainable spaceship Earth. Now that word right there, spaceship Earth, this is the operation manual for the spaceship Earth, the title of a book written and published by Richard Buckminster Fuller. Many people regard her as an heir to Buckminster Fuller. And that would be a mental heir, perhaps. Her fans include the Tom Hartman and Robert Anton Wilson. Anyway, she is the best informed human being now alive regarding futurism. That's a quote from Buckminster Fuller. So it gives you an idea of a little bit of background there. Talks about the foundation for conscious evolution. And that's what we were talking about yesterday, what we'll continue today. This idea of an evolutionary revolution or revolutionary evolution. Teilhard de Chardin, Pierre. We'll go back into that in a moment. But let's continue right here. About a year and a half ago, this is Barbara Marks. Well, let me see. This is an interview. So it's Diane M. Cooper and Barbara Marks Hubbard. So I'll just say Diane and Barbara as we go along here. Diane comments, question, I'm really interested in your view of the current planetary situation and humanity as it relates to the possibility of a new human. Relates to the possibility of a new human. All right. We talked about evolution yesterday. We're going to continue that today. But this idea of becoming something other than Homo sapien is going to come into this discussion. You mentioned this. I mentioned this when I interviewed you before, about 8 or 10 years ago. You talked about the idea of co-creation and procreation and the different signals. What's happened since then? Barbara replies, I have a new foundation for conscious evolution, and I'm living in Santa Barbara, California. About a year and a half ago, I came here to speak, and I asked the question, what would happen if this community, in other words, she came to Santa Barbara to speak, and she asked, what would happen if this community, that is to say, Santa Barbara, were to realize its own potential for conscious evolution? And spontaneously, that night, 185 people signed up to form an experimental seed group. And because of the seed group, I returned to Santa Barbara. I hadn't expected to do this. Right now, we have 200 or more people involved in this experiment. It started with members going into resident core groups according to their vocational affinities, health, education, business, technology, and so forth. We'll pick it up right there with these core groups and these change agents sowing the seeds of conscious evolution.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So we're back once again and looking at this idea here that's developing, this idea of conscious evolution. We're involved in it now because, you know, this has been coming on us and at us for a long time. It's over 40 years. But again, she says right now, this is Barbara Marks Hubbard in an interview with Diane. Barbara Marks Hubbard says, right now we have 200 or more people involved in the experiment. If you recall from the interview with Michael Vail the other evening, she says she was had this new course that she was offering, and she had 200 people right now, but they're looking to have another 100 join in. They'd like to have 300. So they've had 200 for some time. And I don't know if there's any significance to that, but this is a number that keeps coming up in the talking points. Whether there's 200 or whether there's not, I do not know, but I did see a video that was sent to me that showed far less than that, perhaps 25 people in one of their little get-togethers. It's not a seance, it's more like a teaching, a training thing. Right now, again, we have 200 or more people involved in the experiment, started with members going into resident core groups. What's this? Going into resident core groups. You go back and look at the beginnings of the spread into the United States of the British Fabian Socialists, and they had these various houses. They set up houses. There's a, I think it's Toynbee Hall. I could be mistaken on that. It's just right out of the memory here. But I think it was Toynbee Hall over in England, I think, is where the first one of these experimental situations were. There's the houses, and you'd set one up, let's say, in San Francisco, and you'd have one in Berserkly, and you'd have one down in L.A., and you'd have one down in San Diego, one in Seattle, one in Portland, one in Vancouver, you know, BC, and that sort of thing. And you just about have the seed agents. You'd have spread your seeds all along the West Coast, and then you move inland and you occupy the coastal regions first, and then you come into Chicago and Cleveland and Detroit and places like that, Dallas, Fort Worth, Kansas City, St. Louis, and so on, and just move around the state, Denver, and so on, setting up these houses. It makes a relatively inexpensive thing to do, especially if you can offer the people in the houses a place to live in the houses. That way their cost of living is down. They're totally focused on what it is that they're doing. They invite people to those houses for get-togethers, talks, reads, expressions, groups, planning sessions, seancing, you know, Ouija board, and the whole process. And it is a great way to gain adherence without anybody necessarily coming out and setting up a big center. But anyway, they're looking at setting up these resident core groups according to their vocational affinities. So they have people that are involved in health. They have people involved in education, business, technology, etc. If you heard and listened to the broadcast the other evening, she was talking about this 12-spoked wheel, where all 12 of the spokes represent sectors. Sectors. We can come back to some definitions perhaps later if we have time. But the idea of these sectors is like colonies. But these are the various ways that you can divide up the economic pie, the social economic worldview. And you divide it up into sectors. And then on the wheel concept, the idea is to have all of the spokes of your wheel the same length. In other words, you're putting an equal amount of attention and focus in 12, let's say, spokes, so that the wheel of life rolls smoothly. That's an old concept, but it's been around for a while, especially in the positive mental attitude and positive mental attitude training area. So now it says, now we're coming together as a whole to develop purpose, principles, and organization that the community wants for itself from the point of view of being involved in self and social evolution. We're using some of D-Hawk's chaotic design materials. Now, who is D-Hawk? Well, D-Hawk, here Barbara continues, that was the founder of the Visa credit card, and he wrote a book called The Birth of the Chaotic Age. Chaotic is Hawk's word. It means a combination of the chaotic and the orderly. And he believes that one of the great problems on Earth is the way that we are organized in tyrannical forms of command and control, where people are coerced to do what they do. Hawk speculates that there is a way of creating a self-organizing organization or organisme, of which Visa, the Visa card, is one example, where there isn't the bureaucracy and the command and social centralized power, but where the power is freely distributed. I don't know how Visa credit cards embody that vision, but apparently somebody thinks that it does. So in our group, we're practicing with Hawk's design to create a community that is self-organizing and has a shared purpose. The basic shared purpose is for each human being who is involved to be able to emerge, for people to be able to give their gifts both personally and socially. It's a fabulous experiment. And again, it's not about being more in the New World Order. It's about having, or excuse me, it's not about having more. It's about being more. That means that 90% of this is likely to be done voluntarily. This becomes the new vocation. as Barbara Marks Hubbard said on the interview the other evening, intimating that Michael Vail was likely not paid to do the broadcast and that she was not receiving any income to do the broadcast either. In other words, it's all volunteer, a voluntary society, if you can understand that. Wrap your mind around that. It's through your volunteerism that you begin to receive social credits. And so perhaps here may be the intersection between social credit idea and the use of a Visa credit card, where your social credits are credited to you for your contribution to what you're doing. It's like inputs and outputs, and the greater your input, the greater your outtake can be, your output could be, the greater your output could be, the greater your input would be, and so on and so forth. So it goes far beyond the idea of digital money, although it is digital money because it's a barter system, but it's based upon something different than a top-down hierarchical structure. I don't know if any of that made sense, but these are the things that are emerging as my mind as we go through this process. She comes up with this idea of the peace room. And remember, we talked about that. She talked about the concept of the war room. The war room, and then the peace room. For all the energy and attention and dollars and cents that you've got with your fusion centers, with your E911, your enhanced 911 systems, the idea of the development of the GIS, GPS global governance system, with your iPods, your cell phones, and all of that, the cell towers, the interlocking grids, the RFIDs, the development of a peace room, similar, comparable to, and is fully equipped as a war room. And what they're looking for is the things on this planet that are working and the things that are not working, and they're going to accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative, apparently. I'm sure Morris Dees and Abe Foxman would be able to provide a list of the elimination list. Excuse me. Barbara, again, it started many years ago when I ran for vice president. Of course, she did do that. Ferraro was the presidential candidate, and Barbara Harbord was the vice presidential candidate. I don't remember that particular race, so I won't speak on that. I'll have to do some research. My platform proposed that in the office of vice president, there be a peace room that would be as sophisticated as the Pentagon's war room. Here, they could scan for, map, connect, and communicate social innovations, that which is emerging, that which is creative, sustainable, compassionate, that which opens a greater possibility for humanity in every field. The scanning would create a new vision instantaneously because everything we are talking about is already happening, but we don't see it, we don't connect it, and so we don't know how to participate. And so much of what is localism today can be found right here. What influenced Barbara Marks Hubbard and Richard Buckminster Fuller had on the Tavistock Institute and the Smith Institute as they came up with the idea of this new localism, taking power to the edge, going in and scanning for and mapping and connecting and communicating social innovations, Facebook, now the fourth largest country on earth, so to speak. All of this starts to bring together some of the IT knots. Help us to understand how we're moving into this 21st century, this new system that everyone's calling for. We have to diminish, and destroy the old, the old political systems, the old social systems, the old way of thinking, out with the old, in with the new. Gentlemen, your tools, your materials are disorder. From these you must create order. It's the old 1800s radical revolutionary talk out of France. Well, that's it for hour number one. We'll be back for hour number two after these brief moments, and your calls are welcome today.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, April the 27th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. The first hour, we talked about the news, some of the things that are coming down the pike in the first half hour of the last hour. And then we began back into our inquiry into the nature of who is Barbara Marks Hubbard, what are we talking about when we talk about conscious evolution, what are we talking about when we talk about evolutionary revolutions and revolutionary evolutions, what are we talking about when we talk about altruism, humanitarianism, Richard Buckminster Fuller, Dymaxian living, coming down to an understanding of just what is synergy and what is synergism and synergistics. All these parts and pieces as we move into the new age of IT experience here, a transformation, a transformational change far more powerful, some believe, and obviously we can see that it has the ability to be much more powerful even than the television or the radio. Combines both of those features and goes far beyond that. Embraces the postal service, embraces so many other parts of it. It embraces education, politics, religion, everything can be done right off the internet. You don't even have to leave your home. You don't even have to step away from your lazy boy. You just put your laptop on your TV tray and slip it up to your chest there, right? And certainly Barry the Usurper made as much use of it as possible and helped to sweep himself into office with this. Many deep pockets supporting him. I think that largely he took over much of what Campaign for Liberty started, but not Campaign for Liberty, the Ron Paul campaign. Campaign for Liberty is an offshoot of that. But the idea here, one of the headings in this article that I'm sharing with you, is not what I could do, but what you could do. And again, this is the leaderless revolution that we're talking about here. It's not an I center, it's not a self-conscious, it's another conscious, other consciousnesses. And then she starts to enter into a little bit of a religious background here. Yes, it happened in 1980. I had a very profound Christ experience where the basic message was, quote, be me, all of you. You are the natural Christ. This is what I came to reveal. not what I could do, but what you could do, close quote. And from that experience, I got this impulse that there is now on Earth a new order of the future. A new order of the future. We've heard of this new order time and time and time again. Over the centuries, various authors have written, spoke of it. This new order, back to Mark Hubbard here, Barbara, this new order is in the form of pioneering souls, pioneers and settlers, colonists, settlers, human development, settlements, settlers, who know they are here to participate in the transformation of humanity from Homo sapien to Homo universalis. Pioneers, settlers, pioneering souls who know they're here to participate in the transformation of humanity from Homo sapiens to Homo universalis or universalis. Universalism, Homo Catholic is another way of saying it, or just Catholic homos, from the creature human to the co-creative human. Christ's resurrection showed this process of transformation so that we could then carry it out to in slow motion. Because if you combine spirituality and the very new high technology with social synergy, cooperation, and psychic experience, you will find that we will be shifting as humans from our separated animal-human state to our co-creative universal state.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Now I'll give you just a little bit from Auguste Comte's own pen, The Catechism of the Positive Religion, the Universal Religion of Humanity, the Catechism of Positivism, or the Summary Exposition of the Universal Religion in 13 Systematic Conversations between a Woman and a Priest of Humanity, the author of The System of Positive Philosophy and also The System of Positive Polity. Before I jump to the back here, where I want to go, I'm going to give you the way that he opened this discussion, this discourse. He opens it on this wise, and this is oratory delivered. In the name of the past and of the future, the servants of humanity, theoricians and practitioners come forward to claim as their due the general direction of this world in order to construct at length the true providence, moral, intellectual, and material, excluding once for all from political supremacy all the different servants of God, Catholic, Protestant, or Deist, as at once belated and a source of trouble. With this uncompromising announcement on Sunday, the 19th of October of 1851, in the Palais Cardinal, after a summary of 5 hours, I, being Auguste Comte, ended my third course of philosophical lectures on the general history of humanity. Since that memorable conclusion, the publication of the second volume of my System of Positive Politics has lately manifested directly how appropriate is such a social destination to the philosophy which is able to suggest the most systematic theory of the human order. We come forward, then, avowedly to deliver the West from an anarchical democracy and from a retrograde aristocracy, so to continue as far as practicable a true sociocracy, one combining wisely in furtherance of the common regeneration all powers of man, each in every case brought to bear according to its nature. In fact, we sociocrats are no more democratic than aristocrats. We are, in our eyes, the respectable, this is very difficult to read, of these two opposite parties represents, though on no system, on the one hand, solidarity, and on the other, continuity, between which positivism establishes a deep foundation, a necessary subordination, the substitute at last for their deplorable antagonisms. And it continues. Even those who will build with materials evidently worn out seem to me constantly preferable to the mere destructives in a century in which general reconstruction is everywhere the chief want. And there's more. That's the preface. Here's a bit of the conclusion. The whole positive movement, then, issued in the advent of sociology, already heralded by Condorcet's immortal, though abortive, attempt to bring the future into systematic subordination to the past in the face of a most anti-historical spirit. The human point of view, prevailing universally, a subjective synthesis, could thus at length construct a philosophy really proof against all objections, and that led to the foundation of the final religion, as soon as the moral development had completed the regeneration of the intellect. Hence, forward, the medieval period was admired at the same time that antiquity was better appreciated. A radical reconcilement was effected between the culture of feeling and that of the intelligence and the activity. All noble hearts and great intellects, henceforward always convergent, accept this termination of the long and difficult initiation through which humanity had to pass, under the constantly declining sway of theologism and war. The modern movement loses its radically disparate character. Under its positive aspect, it is at length and shows itself able to meet all the demands, intellectual and social, made by its negative advance. And that not solely as regards the future, but also for the past, though I was not bound to take it into account here. Everywhere the relative definitely takes the place of the absolute. And altruism tends to bear down egoism, whilst a systematic method takes the place of a spontaneous evolution. In a word, humanity definitely, definitively substitutes herself for God without ever forgetting his provisional services. And there, my beloved daughter, you have the last explanation I owed you as to the triumphant advent of the universal religion, the aspiration during so many centuries of the West and the East, though it may be very yet hampered, especially at its center, by the prejudices and passions which under different forms reject all wholesome disciplines. Its efficacy will soon be felt by women and proletariats, chiefly in the South. But its best recommendation must come from the exclusive competence of the positive priesthood to rally everywhere the honest and the thoughtful, nobly accepting the whole inheritance of mankind. And we have a positive priesthood that continues to this very day. Some are called universalists, some Unitarians, some simply positivists, but they abound. Here in this piece, back in 1980, when Barbara Marx Hubbard reveals here, I had a very profound Christ experience where the basic message was, quote, be me, all of you, you are the natural Christ. This is what I came to reveal, not what I could do, but what you could do. These ideas of revealed truths or just revealed information are not foreign to people who have spent any length of time, great length of time, in contemplation, meditation, religious study. I'm certainly familiar with this concept. But she's moving forward here into this new positive stage, co-creation, the universal state. Christ's resurrection showed this process of transformation so that we could then carry it out in slow motion. Because if you combine spirituality and the very new high technology with social synergy, cooperation, and psychic experience, you will find that we will be shifting as humans from our separated animal-human state to our co-creative universal state. Absolutely important, imperative to understand the philosophical and the theological underpinnings of movements that are moving into this IT high-tech. Basically, even having created most of this IT high-tech social synergy. Continuing, so when that Christ experience happened to me, I became totally inspired. Many of you will remember Saul, Paul's experience on the road to Damascus. Some of you might recall the Close Encounters of the Third Kind movie, where all out on drugs, the actor had an incredible experience, left him with a terrible sunburn when he saw the UFO, I guess. Anyway, I realized that the New Testament is coded evolution. Coded evolution. Pick it up right there on the other side. Your calls are welcome. I see we have Brian in Arizona holding on the line. Stay with us, Brian. We'll be with you shortly.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Calls are welcome. You can call in if you like at 866-841-1065, or you can call in from the Austin, Texas area at 512-904-8014. Let's go to the phones to Brian in Arizona. Good morning, Brian.
Well, hi, how are you today?
Excellent. Yourself?
Oh, not bad. You know, I was thinking Homeland Security keeps saying that the terrorists are the Tea Party and people like this. And you see when Arizona passes the new law, it's the La Raza types and the Mexicans and the Hispanics that are throwing bottles and hitting the heads of the cops. And let me tell you, if you go on Craigslist in Phoenix under Rant and Raves, it's the sections where you can rant and rave, there's posts like, all gringos get Arizona within 90 days. We may have a Mexican revolution. Because I don't think the Americans will ever have the gonads or the testicular fortitude to start a revolution. But the Mexicans might because they're throwing them out. A landscaper I know lost his two best employees. He said, I was sitting at Sprinkler World buying some parts. He said, I went out to my truck at 4:21. He said, I looked at the clock. He said, I couldn't figure out what happened to the guy. He said, the only thing I can assume in later thinking is he got a text message that the law was passed. He said, I called the guy the next day. He was in Napa having Chardonnay, working for $12 an hour, helping build million-dollar homes, and instead of paying $166 a month, having three people in a two-bedroom at $500 a month, he was paying $200 a month, five of them living in a two-bedroom in Napa. He said, well, I'm here sweating it out. So now the Mexicans have a higher standard of life in Napa than most of the Arizonians do. They can't find jobs for $8 and $9 an hour. A lot of them have master's degrees, and they're working for $7.65 an hour at Walmart while the illegal aliens stroll around the wineries and test wine for free and make $12 an hour and live for $200 a month.
Right. And Brian, if I can interrupt, and what do you think about the stuff that we've been talking about this morning? Can you Can you segue back into the topic for me, please?
I caught tail into your topic because I'm running so crazy in my business. I pushed one and tried to get on and tell you what's really happening right now today in the world because I think it's relevant because we might have a Mexican Revolution right here in Arizona, and people need to know this.
Great. Well, I do appreciate your calling and sharing, and keep us apprised as that develops. Certainly, there is the possibility that we might have some kind of a revolution on the streets. What we're talking about is something a little bit different than that, in that there is a global revolution that's going on. It's a global revolution in a far different level. There are always agitations and crises on the street, and certainly with the new legislation that's come down in some of the states, Arizona being one of them, there will be continuing friction between those people who are here legally, lawfully, and orderly, and those who are here illegally. But this discussion is in a little bit different venue. Let me go back to that. You're certainly welcome to call in if you have a comment on topic or point or question. Certainly love to hear that. 866-841-1065. It's rather difficult to segue back and forth between the esoteric and the philosophical and the agitated stuff that's being, you know, laid out for us by others. But anyway, so back to this idea, Christ's insurrection showed this process of transformation so that we could call out in a slow motion, because if you combine spirituality and the very new high technology, again, with social synergy, cooperation, and psychic experience, you'll find that we will be shifting as humanity, humans, from our separated animal human state to our co-creative universal state. Now, rather than, you know, just thinking of this woman as being an independent, you know, left coast, crazy, maybe, wacko, you know, Jewess with, you know, all of her Kabbalist beliefs and things like that. No, actually, she's quite well connected at the very highest levels in organizations and groups and organizations that are setting up the mental and financial, social, economic, and political dynamic that we find ourselves living in, that then is has an outward manifestation, let's say, of unrest on the streets due to an illegal alien immigration. But of course, as I've stated in the past, if you read the Agenda 21 books, I've shared with you before the migration and development agenda right out of the United States. Understand that Lawrence Summers, now very well positioned in the usurper's administration, served in the Joseph capacity, if you will, under Kofi Annan and under Ban Ki-moon, orchestrating and bringing into existence this idea of the international migration, the serfs on the plantation, all of these things. These are related, but a little bit different. We're talking about the upper echelons, what's going on behind the rooms, not what's happening down on the streets this morning. But I have written a book, she writes, she continues, I've written a book about this called Revelation, Our Crisis is a Birth, the book of co-creation. The book sets out an evolution interpretation of the New Testament, but it's more than a Christian tradition. Now remember, you know, we talked about this. There was a lieutenant colonel I mentioned. I don't have it in front of me on the browser, who is the top military futurist and transhumanist that is part of this, Task Force Delta. All right. And they're all working towards this. You should not be surprised that we will see things from, quote unquote, the book of Revelation being manifest around us. We're being moved into this, if not forced into this evolutionary stage, into the universal, our co-creative universal state here, which is why we're bringing all this out. There are many myths, she continues, Osiris, Dionysus, of the God-man coming in, the little g God-man coming in, having miracles, dying, and then being reborn and resurrected. That's just a basic restatement or what do they call it when it anticipates the recent zeitgeist movies, all right, bringing this out, all these little parts and pieces that are necessary to, in predictive programming, to get the people ready to accept something that maybe otherwise they wouldn't accept if they just saw it straight out. Don't believe your lying eyes. That's the tradition of all the great mystery schools, she writes. It's the universal mystery story, in a way. And this resurrection is what is happening to us now. See, so when she says she's having Christ-like experiences, she's looking at this resurrected man. This transition from Homo sapiens to Homo universalis. This resurrection is what is happening to us now. We're dying to one stage of evolution, which is the self-centered, separate stage, the self-centered, separated stage. Think again, I hope we didn't lose it in your mind, talking about illegal aliens. I hope we didn't lose it in our mind the way that Auguste Comte closed his catechism of the positive religion. Go back and listen, if you would, to Michael Vail's interview with Barbara Marks Hubbard, how many times she used the phrase positive this, positive that, positive this, positive that, positivism, positivists, positive religion, the universal religion of humanity. So we'll pick it up right there. Remain focused on this concept throughout the balance of the hour. Your calls are welcome on this topic.
Information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so dropping down a little bit further again, and I'm referring to an interview between a, I'm not going to scroll up, I don't want to lose it, between a woman named Diane and Barbara Marks Hubbard. And this is a section in this interview titled Networking the Networkers. You know, I mean to tell you folks, if you have not been involved, if you've not become vocal local where you are, if you've not attended these various boards and council meetings, if you haven't been out at seminars and things like that, then a lot of this information may truly go right by you. Largely because there is a system that is being implemented, and it is a system that most people are completely oblivious of. There are those things that happen in a school board meeting with the public present, and there are those things that happen behind the scenes. There are strict rules as far as the sunshine laws are concerned in most states, certainly here in Missouri, that whenever an X number of people on any group or elected group or appointed group meet, not convened, that they need to maintain a record of their conversations and so on and so forth. But you can have lunch with one individual and then have lunch with another individual and have lunch with another individual and thus have meetings continuously going in the background. Change agents work that way. Networking the networkers speaks to that. Here she begins. 1984 to 1990, I wandered around. I met a wonderful man, Sidney Lanier. She went to live with him in San Francisco and sort of stabilized herself. I don't know if she was still married to Hubbard or whether Hubbard passed away. But she has a liaison here, went to live with this man in San Francisco. And by way of that stabilization, by a whole set of circumstances, I'm now in Santa Barbara, where the quote-unquote live from the Peace Room radio show on the Internet is the next stage. Of the very gentle beginnings for me of carrying out that original vision, I'm connecting with key people through the world whose life and work are already demonstrating conscious evolution. There are no doubt many of these conference calls that are going on every single day. I'm in a conference call right now with you and Oracle, and you're on the conference call listening. There are conference calls going on every day on the Internet. Thousands of people tune into various broadcasts on a daily basis and dutifully catch the replays in the archives, etc. There's stuff happening not only nationally, but internationally, interstate and intrastate, on the Internet. It's a new way of communication. And with voice over Internet protocol combined with video imaging, you can have a very personal conversation. You could have a seminar, a teaching system that none in the world would be any the wiser about if you were given the password and you were allowed to get inside that conference call. So this is some of what I'm seeing that she's talking about here, these years ago when she wrote this. And so on a personal level, I'm now working on my emergence as a universal human. I am shifting my identity from the driven local self trying to get the job done to the guide, capital G, the guide, the source, capital S, the inner voice, the presence that is me. And I realized that I'm not channeling, I'm presencing myself. That capital S self that I'm presencing is the beginning to incarnate all the way in, because I've placed the intention of my egoic self on the higher self, and I'm bringing it in the whole way. This is like almost a voluntary possession story that we're talking about here. For those of you that understand things spiritual, you might understand what I'm talking about by voluntary possession. An indwelling spirit, the Bible teaches about. I'm offering some intensive ways for members of the community here and elsewhere to work together on their own emergence, so that as we work on the social aspect of evolution, we are truly coming through ourselves. We are truly coming through ourselves, because that is the source of it all, self. So we're going to transition from self-consciousness, apparently, to an other consciousness, a synergistic consciousness, in this process. And she is not alone on this planet in this group. There are people internationally that are tied into this. And so when we start talking about networking the networkers, you have cells, you know, you've heard it all in the news, terrorist cells. You have cells of these networkers that go out and then and network others. You could think of it as the 9/11 truth things, you know, groups. Think about it from the standpoint of meetup groups and meetup organizers. Everybody tapped into a central flow of information, and then you create locally. This is not what I have in mind when we talk about becoming vocal local and establishing local voting precinct groups. These are independent, not receiving direction from above, but finding out who is around you and helping other people to wake up to what is actually happening in this world. But this is a different thing. This is a directed process, it seems to be. Continuing conscious evolution. I've asked you about the Indigo Kids before, and actually, and this is the interviewer asking the question, and actually in my research, I'm finding out a lot more that from both sides, traditional medicine, psychology, and then the spiritual New Age thought, what are you saying? What you are saying to me, it sounds as if when you say evolution, that evolutionary pattern would be to manifest in a physical way as in a new human, a newly structured human in the genetic sense. Would you say that? And then Barbara's response is this. Here's what I think. If you just look back for a couple of million years, once again, as Aristotle said, such as you begin badly, you can't help but to end badly. She's looking back a couple of million years, and she talks about this Australopithecus africanus, the pre-human humanoid, and then we had the Homo habilis, the Homo erectus, the Homo Neanderthal, the Cro-Magnon, archaic Homo sapiens, and most recently, say, between 200,000 and 50,000 years ago. That gives you an idea just about what carbon dating's accuracy is, plus or minus 150,000 years. Modern Homo sapiens. Now, you can think of all these hominids as a series of species emerging in sudden shifts. Nobody knows exactly how these shifts occur. Nobody. Some may think it's a cosmic ray or it's a gene that suddenly mutates, but however it happens, I feel that out of the existing model of Homo sapiens, another type has been gestating for thousands of years, the great ones like Buddha and Jesus having fully demonstrated this type, and have founded religions and mystery schools. But very few people have been able to do what the great ones did, so instead they have dogmas and teachings. Well, it continues. Due to the planetary population crisis, again, this is, there are so many writers here, Eric Fromm, Holder, others, a shift is occurring from procreation, reproduction, and dying young towards life extension, freedom, connection, and education, toward bringing forth one's own unique creativity. We're going to move away from procreation and reproduction and dying young, and we're going to move into life extension, freedom, connection, and education, in her mind. And all of this is going on in a crisis that could lead either to extinction or transformation. Perhaps certain portions of the population will become extinct, and others will transform, perhaps in your lifetime. This type of human is popping into higher level experience, unitive experience, inner voice guidance. And people are really coming out of their traditional patterns. I've talked to so many people who are almost totally different from their backgrounds, from their parents, from where they went to school. You were probably that way yourself. And it continues. And now it brings in something interesting that one of our callers, certainly, and listeners, has brought to my attention just in the past couple of months, this idea of memetics. Find it rather interesting to find it here included in this discussion by Barbara Marks Hubbard. Memetics, the reproduction of ideas. What does that mean, memetic attraction? Barbara says this. She says, this is a very important concept. It comes from Richard Dawkins in a book titled The Selfish Gene. A gene is a biological meme. It is an information system that takes in nourishment and then breaks down that nourishment into the components of what becomes specifically you. So a meme is a self-replicating idea. When it takes hold of a population, it changes their behavior and builds their culture. For an online book about the new science of memetics, you can see the Institute for Memetic Research, she writes. For example, we've had some terrible something recently. Oh, well, memes, I guess, is what it says. I'm scarce to read it there. Pick it up right there on the other side. Your calls are welcome. I hope this is interesting to you, but certainly interesting to me. This is largely what's happening in the background.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com. The official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And so in this discussion about memes then and evolution, Ms. Hubbard is intimating that there would be a connection between the things that you think and the things that you would transmit to the next generation, which might be a bit of a reach. But we cannot discount the influence of opinions and public opinions, cross currents of opinions, as they shape current laws and legislation. So as more and more people have been convinced, and through evidence shown, that the financial houses of the world, the great central bankers, the Illuminati, if you will, and their financial front, as more and more people have become disgruntled with them, then it should be no surprise that we would then start to see the emergence of this new financial regulation, global harmonization of the monetary system. As more and more people have seen through works, evidence, facts, the apparent or outward inefficiencies of government and governmental systems, it should be no surprise then that the cross currents of public opinion would be crying out for dramatic or drastic political change, even revolution. And it goes across the board on that ways. When you see more and more people harmed by big pharma, then you cry out, you know, for this and that. When you see more and more people harmed by bad food or bad water, then you cry out for solutions. It's thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Continuing along, just closing that out, just leave that out for your mind, just to understand that when we're talking memes, you're right on board with Barbara Marx Hubbard and the futurists, the transhumanists. So I think, she says, we are in an early mutation. And I also think it is possible that Homo sapiens is actually going to mutate into several different species. For instance, the ones who will want to go travel into outer space will become a different species from the ones who stay on Earth. The ones who want to expand consciousness and resonate may be different from the ones who want to physically change their bodies and extend their lives and clone themselves. In other words, she writes, I think our metaphysical preferences are going to become evolutionary choices. And as people have evolutionary choices, they are going to choose based on very deep metaphysical preferences. And going back to Auguste Comte, the understanding that in the three stages of human development, in the first stage being man being ruled by the priests and kings, they are deeply involved in the theological stage. They embody the theological stage of human development. And as they progress, they move from the theological stage into a new stage, if you want to say so, into the age of reason, the metaphysical stage. And then moving further in fully into the positive stage, they set aside all of these specious and circular arguments. And they move away from all absolutes, and they move into this time where everything is relative. And that is the only absolute, according to Auguste Comte. And Comte had a tremendous, tremendous influence. Once you've read his writings and then study law, politics, philosophy, religion, modern developments of all of that, you'll see the influence that I'm talking about everywhere. Continuing here. She says, here's an example. In the early 70s when the space program was alive, intimating that the space program is not alive now, some people really loved space colonization. Again, colonization. When we think about human, chapter 7 in Agenda 21, promoting sustainable human settlement developments, this whole idea of a settlement is the same as a colony. It's virtually synonymous. Settlers, the pilgrims, the settlers, and space colonization. Some people really loved space colonization and other people hated it. As if we'd actually done it. She's obviously talking about the idea or the meme. I had this wonderful dialogue with my friend Hazel Henderson, and she goes on and talks about it. So there's much more in that. And then she talks about a crossover generation. We have to change. We are changing. We have to change. 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 Part of the message that Barry the Usurper is bringing to the heartland right now. We have to change and we are changing. I call the crossover generation. I call us the crossover generation. It started in 1945. Others would call this the baby boomer generation, the crossover generation. It started in 1945 when we dropped the bomb and when we understood E equals MC squared, and includes now when we understand the gene, the crossover generation. As she said in the interview with Michael Vail, that the nuclear family came in with the nuclear bomb. I'm saying that the crossover generation sees that self-centered, self-conscious Homo sapiens will not be long viable because we have too much power. We will either evolve in consciousness or we will become extinct. The crossover human being is connected to the whole, but people have their own metaphysical preferences. So the crossover potentials are very capricious and diverse. I think we need all of it, the whole ecology of souls, if everyone like me, if everyone were like me, it would be a disaster. But if everyone were a Buddhist, I think it would be equally disastrous. And it continues. So I think we can start to understand a little bit of who she is. And the people that she associates with, this Renaissance group, they're looking for a new Renaissance, a new awakening, a new order, a positive order. And I think that it's a very seductive discussion. One of the things that we often say on alternative media, especially associated with truth or patriotism and all of that, American stuff and nationalism, is that we encourage people to wake up. And people, their own testimony as callers and guests and hosts, is that they started to recognize something was wrong. Something was wrong. How is it that everybody started to have this idea, this feeling that something was wrong? Who controls the thoughts that we have on a daily basis? Who and or whom are most capable of shaping those thoughts? The media, of course. Music, of course. Entertainments of all kinds, of course. Government, finance, churches. Hypothecating that in the early 40s, in the post-World War II immediate occupation time of Germany and Japan and elsewhere, we've reported in the past about Schaffner and the work done at the Information Control Division in Germany, the idea to try and transform the Germans from their fatherland into some new democracy, social democracy. The big question there, brought forward by that research, was at what point do we intersect the child? Do we intersect the child in kindergarten, in the first or sixth grades? Or do we need to go beyond, before that? Do we intersect that child when it's yet in swaddling clothes? Or do we precede that? Must we intersect that child in its mother's womb? Or is that yet too late? Must we reach the parents before conception? Choices have consequences. There is a global shift occurring. Whether this is a spontaneous evolution, whether this is an evolutionary revolution or a revolutionary evolution, much of what has transpired in the last 90 years has been engineered. Perhaps tomorrow, if we have time, I'll read a bit from Aldous Huxley's Brave New World Revisited. I think it is far more profound a book than Brave New World, having both in my library and read both. Contemplate it. Think about it. I hope you've learned something today, found it interesting. I'll be back again tomorrow. And until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the blahs?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.